Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
It's been like 2 weeks since I played that. Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Vacation. Yeah. Well, holiday vacation.
Holiday.
And you were still on vacation last week.
Huh.
So welcome to a Monday with the Morning Scramble.
Welcome to a Monday, a real working Monday.
Yeah, get out there and really work today, everybody.
I had one of those days where I woke up before my alarm.
Today?
Yeah, like I'm super ready for this Monday.
Okay, let's take it on.
Ah! Too much? Too much.
I'm coming in with a dog had to go out two times night, so he ended up in our bed.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. I'm not tired. You're tired.
Tomorrow is tired.
No, I'm great.
No, it's always the next day, though, that gets you.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
Well, don't tell me that now.
No, I know so.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. In my experience, it's not the night right after you've had, like, a disturbance in your sleep. It's the next day.
I've got a terminally ill dog who just has to go out all the time. You just have a kid who wakes up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's your issue.
Yeah. But she didn't even... No, she was out, like, late.
Great.
It was just, I'm ready to go.
Okay, go. Woo. Do you want to do both of our jobs today?
I don't know if I can carry that.
Come on.
Like, that's a lot of water.
You want to do the buzz?
You want to do the buzz too?
Do the buzz and the sleeves?
I think I'll just stick with the sleeves.
Do it all?
Yeah. No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good over here. Just trying to keep it on the tracks.
What is running your system right now? Do you have a new octane of coffee?
No, it's
you just life? Is it new? I did feel a little rejuvenated going into June. Like, new month.
Probably.
Right? Let's go.
Maybe? I don't know. I think I got plenty of sleep.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. Worked really hard. We got water in the basement of our house. So it was fun to clean that up.
First time that's ever happened to you?
Yes.
Oh, I've had it twice.
You have?
It's so horrible.
Every home we've owned, there's been water in the basement. This is 3 for 3.
Oh, I just said the first time you said yes, and then now you said you've had it 3 times.
First time at this house, sorry.
Oh, got it,
no,
sorry.
No. First time at this house.
All sub pump related?
Yes.
Same
there
here.
There was a special short that killed the sump pump and the battery backup. I'm like, well, then why do we have a battery backup?
How can you have a short that kills the battery?
That's what I said.
I am putting all of my...
It's a battery.
That's my whole house is built on a battery backup.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't trust anything, Eric, anything.
Oh, now I'm not going to trust it.
I know. I'm like, what are you saying? We have a battery backup. It should be working.
That's what it does.
That's what the battery backup does.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty much the perfect storm of worst case scenario.
Who told you that? The plumber?
The plumber.
To sell you a better battery backup?
No, because it didn't
even work.
There's
nothing else to do.
There's nothing you can sell me at
that
point.
Did they try to sell you like, it'll notify your phone if something's wrong? You try to sell you that?
Ooh, no. Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
That's a thing?
Yeah. They can add Wi-Fi to your sump pump. For real.
Oh, that's the last thing this
or
thing
some
needs.
Sort of communication to your phone.
Well, it just shorts
it's
out.
It's another thing to go wrong.
Yeah. Nothing happens then, right?
Exactly.
In whatever perfect storm happened, nothing
happens.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
And there hasn't been a ton of rain, but there's just enough. You're in enough of a water table or whatever it is.
I think enough of a water table.
Yeah.
And then we leave for a long holiday weekend and nobody goes down in the basement until a couple days later.
So you don't know when that happened.
No idea.
How many inches? Or
no,
just
enough.
Soggy.
Sogginess. Yeah. Just soaking up it from the floor into the carpet.
You're going to have to cut a little bit of the drywall around the bottom. That's good.
The drywall was high enough that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So just in the carpet.
Just enough to
but
be
in
squishy.
The pad.
Mm-hmm.
You get new carpet?
It smells good. No, not right now. We'll see. We've got a follow-up appointment today.
Good.
Yeah. So I'm ready to go.
I think you're faking it 100%, but that's fine.
I have to. Fake it till you make it.
This is it. I knew it. Nobody's this chipper in the morning. They're only chipper if they got a bad meeting coming up. You're putting on a happy face.
That's right.
That's what
Let's
you're doing.
Go. Yeah. It's going to be fine.
Okay. Now I see where you're
Faker.
At.
Faker.
Now I see it. I'm ready to go. I'm ready. No, something's wrong right
no,
here.
No. You're full of it. Yep,
you are convincing yourself things are okay.
Yep.
You're looking for silver lining, Claire.
It's going to be fine.
I got it.
And apparently, news to me, it is National Leave Work Early Day.
Bye.
I got to go. Bye.
Ben, do the show.
Ben, you got this. We got to go. And you need an excuse.
Do
leave
I?
Leave early.
Yeah, it's because it's the holiday. I'll just point at the calendar.
Actually, that's a great idea.
That's my excuse.
Got to go.
So are you offering me some new excuses I can use?
A lot of excuses.
Okay.
I have pages of excuses. What do you want? Family emergency. Never
let's
fails.
Let's go with family. Let's go with an illness.
Okay.
Give me an illness.
Headache?
Hold on. Chad, I got to leave work early today because I have a...
Headache. Or one nobody wants to talk about, like diarrhea.
I've got
diarrhea. For me?
Flu-like symptoms.
Women's issues.
I've got cramps.
Freak out your male supervisor to say, it's just women's issues.
I'm having that special moment every month. I'm in my cycle.
You could cite religious reasons?
It's Monday and you know how I worship.
You know.
You can't block it. It's in
the
handbook.
I'm sorry. It's one of the high holy days.
It
Monday.
Is.
I cannot be here. I'm so sorry.
I got to go to where I celebrate my God. And you can't ask. So.
No. You can't ask me about it. How
I
dare
think
you?
That category alone is the best one.
I think it's a good one. That's solid.
That's good. Because I don't think he's going to believe I have cramps.
No. You're never going to sell women's issues.
Probably not.
Dang it.
Keep that list, though.
It's such a solid excuse,
not only for
though.
Today, for every day.
Every day.
Please hold on to that list.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
It's a belated birthday. Celebrating Morning Scramble. Now, it's not our show birthday. It's just your birthday is 25th of May minus the 28th of May.
Yeah, so close birthdays. Let's celebrate.
So, producer Ben has... said, hey, I forgot to give these to you guys. Here you go. It was the best gift delivery ever.
Happy belated birthday.
So we thought we would do a unboxing video.
Yes, we have each been handed gift bags, although I guess he just switched them. So these gifts are personalized yet interchangeable.
Apparently so. I will let you know he peeked into your bag right before you got in the room and confirmed these are in front of the right individuals.
Okay.
Okay.
These are the correct gifts.
Yes. Are you ready?
Okay.
To reach in to find out what producer Ben got us for our birthdays.
Let's see what it is. How are you going to do it? I'm just going to take the tissue paper.
Okay.
Oh, there's more tissue paper.
I feel like a magician.
You
it's
are a
dove.
Magician. Are you ready?
I've got two things in here. I have three things in here. What do you...
What?
One of them might be the bottom of the bag. I don't
okay.
know. Ready? Here we go.
Okay, 3, 2.
One.
Mugs!
You got coffee mugs.
Cheers.
Wait.
Tink, cheat. You're so far away.
I know. When I got short arms, too. I got Barney arms.
Thank
I
you,
love
producer
these.
Ben. I actually really need this.
The design of this is fantastic.
I know.
I was just saying before we went on the radio, I have to get rid of some coffee mugs at home. Now I have to get rid of two more coffee mugs at home. Ben was snickering when I said that. Now I know why. And also, good on Ben. He hid the price.
That's very nice.
Yes.
Iowa coffee mug. Iowa traveling coffee mug for me.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yes. He notices, much like my dad, I rarely use a traveling mug. I still drink old school.
You like an actual mug.
I want an open mug when I drive my car.
I like a travel container with a lid, keeps things hotter longer,
and
I take it with me.
And you've got a leather, some sort of band, right?
Yes.
Sleeve on that as well.
He did the right thing.
These are fantastic.
Producer Ben.
Thank you, Producer
he
Ben.
He just knows.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Friday, Google announced investments of an additional $7 billion in the state of Iowa within the next 2 years in cloud and AI infrastructure, as well as expanded workforce development programs. Now, we know a lot of that chunk of change is coming to Cedar Rapids,
mm-hmm.
Google building a data center. Also, they're expanding their facility in Council Bluffs. I think that was new information.
Oh.
Also, funding will be allocated to support an innovative program within the Electrical Training Alliance. They want to increase the electrical workforce pipeline in Iowa by 95%. When you build data centers, eventually need people to repair data centers. We don't have that workforce.
Oh.
So you need people who understand the ins and outs of the electronics. You also need people who understand the ins and outs of the programming. So they are then now giving dollars to community colleges and some area schools for AI-focused, data center electronics-focused curriculum. They're also going to work with the Iowa Department of Education to offer a Google career certificate in the state of Iowa.
Wow.
This was all part of the big announcement over this past weekend. So
cool.
That was exciting news. Maybe, because I think he needs a job, this will work quite well for Iowa's own Brandon Routh.
Poor guy. He was Superman. Iowa's own Superman.
From the Where Are They Now files, Brandon Routh was at Des Moines Comic-Con in Des Moines on Sunday at a panel. And reflecting on Iowa, Routh said his favorite things included the Iowa State Fair. He used to work there.
Oh, really?
He also enjoyed Adventureland and Hawkeye football and basketball games. Was he from Norway? Does that sound right?
I don't know.
It's in the story.
Oh, gosh.
Can you stall for me?
Yeah. I felt so bad because everybody kind of thought that after Superman, like, that's a very early ticket.
Norwalk.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think it's Norway. But, like, he just did nothing after Superman.
He did the Scott Pilgrim movie. He was on the TV show Arrow, although I don't think he replayed Superman there. He's still trying to be a working actor. He does a lot of fan festivals.
I bet.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't he have the jawline to be a Hallmark Hall of Fame actor?
Absolutely.
He could be the love interest tomorrow. He could have been in Hot Frosty, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Hotter Frosty.
Oh, I'd have to see his abs.
Well, they were probably there during the Superman fitting.
I'm sure they were.
It is 20 years later.
It is.
Oh, my God. It's been 20 years since he played Superman.
Uh-huh.
That just put that in perspective.
Time has passed.
Well, there's always the I can sign my face autographs, right?
Yeah.
He could. That's his milk money. So we wish him well.
But you're right. A Hallmark hunk?
Yeah, he could be a Hallmark hunk.
Think about it.
I think he's got potential
there. There's so many Christmas movies now.
The movie is called Super Christmas.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
It doesn't have to be Superman per se, but Santa, it could be a superhero.
No, but Santa needs help. And so who does he turn to but Superman?
Super Christmas Man. Super Christmas Man. It practically writes itself.
I don't know what she's doing, but we've got the whole rest
of
the plot.
She's a small town newspaper reporter. Duh. Who's given up on Christmas because she's focused so much on her business and her writing career.
That's amazing.
And she's worried that AI is going to take her job. This is the perfect Christmas movie
with a
superhero twist, and Brandon Routh can be in it.
Yep.
We are on this.
Yep.
That felt good. One more time.
Oh, yeah. Back to this.
Now I'm excited. Starting yesterday and running through August 31st, the initiative formerly known as the Eastern Iowa Freedom from Hunger Drive is just now going to be known as the Community Food Drive. Less words, more impact.
Okay.
Community-wide food drive will be held across various locations across Benton, Jones, and Linn counties and the HACAP Food Reservoir located off of Hawkeye Drive in Hiawatha. This aims to alleviate some of the stress. A lot of families in our area count on school lunches, right, for the kids to eat. And I think this is like when you whisper that people are sick. Nobody ever wants to talk about this.
Yeah.
But it's, I think, worse than we all realize.
It's bad.
So it's a big drive. More food donations are going to be required more than ever before going into the summer. So if you are of an ability to give, whether you're a business or a person, I'm going to throw a website at you. It's HACAP.org/now it's just CFD, Community Food Drive. Click on that. You'll learn about how you can donate, where the resources go. But big Community Food Drive just kicked off yesterday. It's going to go through the end of August. And that story's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, you probably already heard the news Friday. Taylor Swift has possession of her own music once again. They belong to her. And it wasn't Scooter Braun coming back to his right head or whatever. Scooter Braun sold them to Shamrock Capital.
I forgot that part of the story.
Uh-huh. Scooter had them and wasn't interested in selling them.
He was interested in making Taylor Swift do... Basically, he just wanted to puppeteer Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
That's horrible.
Horrible. Horrible. So that's when she started making her own versions of the music. He sold it to Shamrock Capital, and Shamrock Capital sold it to Taylor. She shared in a message on her website saying, "I can't thank you enough for helping me to reunite me with this art that I have dedicated my life to but have never owned until now. The best things that have ever been mine finally actually are."
Do you think she just goes now to a, I don't know, where do you keep master tapes? The basement?
And it's and next to the wine cellar or it's near?
I think the humidor.
Yeah.
The master's tapes.
Yeah.
And then the wine cellar. is how I would do it.
Is that your order?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it lock and key or is it kind of like a Mission Impossible laser?
Oh, there's an eye scanner for sure.
Okay, retina scanner.
There's a retina scanner.
Scooter Braun issued a statement saying he's happy for her, by the way.
When does he go away?
Go away.
Just in life?
I thought you were retired. Go away. Taylor, of course, had to celebrate. She went out. She had some fun. She celebrated with her frequent collaborator Jack Antonoff. He shared a clip of them in the studio performing Getaway Car, singing that together. She also went out in New York Saturday night with Selena Gomez celebrating. She was wearing a TNT bracelet. Travis and Taylor.
Oh.
He has a matching one.
He does?
Yes.
Oh.
So cute. So, yay! Congratulations, Taylor. The Post Malone and Jelly Roll Big Butt Stadium Tour really started off with a bang. Almost, I would definitely say, too much of a bang.
That was when Destiny was just at in Minnesota.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. But they went to Toronto, and a firework from their stage hit a fan in the head.
Now, you and I have been to enough shows. The pyro is very self-contained.
And usually shoots directly up.
And it's not like it's not like you're going to the Colonel's game or downtown Cedar Rapids and it's a firework that goes way in the air.
No.
And then there's a little fallout. It's just, it's supposed to be on the stage.
Should be all contained.
So how did this happen?
Well, I still don't know. The fan seems to be okay, by the way. She posted from a hospital bed with the caption, "Ouch, I have a burn now. It hurts."
A hospital bed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she burned her scalp. Ironically, it was during Jelly Roll's song Save Me. And you hear the lyrics, "I'm so damaged beyond repair."
Stop it.
And sorry, I know. And then the flying projectile hits her in the head and her hair starts to smoke.
Why would that song also have pyrotechnic going off?
Because it's powerful.
During the song.
And it's only more powerful. I don't know. Do you think something like on the stage must have shifted and instead of going straight up,
I think she was very close to the stage and something was angled incorrectly.
And unfortunately, it's not the first time it's happened at a Post Malone concert. A woman commented about having pieces of firework go down the back of her jacket at a previous show. So maybe we just tone down the explosives. Like,
you guys have video screens. Just make it look like fireworks.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. We don't want to light our fans on fire.
No, I think that's rule number one when touring. No, rule number one is find a venue.
Find a venue.
Sell tickets.
Sell the tickets.
Three, don't burn your fans.
Yes. Yes.
It's right there in the handbook, guys.
It's so easy. It's right there. Okay, you probably always thought you understood what the 2005 hit "You're Beautiful" by James Blunt is about.
Can he sing it?
Yeah.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Is it true?
You're beautiful. It's true.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. You probably think it's a love song, right?
Like, that's what I thought.
Beautiful woman, just tell her she's beautiful.
You're beautiful.
But it actually involves stalking.
Stalking.
Yes, if you have, make sure you get the L in there.
Wait, is this from the perspective of the stalker? Claire, no.
So James Blunt celebrated the 20th anniversary on Friday by shooting a little video. He walks into a room in his house. He takes off his sunglasses with the song playing. He said, 20 years ago today, I released a song that bought me this house. Whoever thought a song about being high as a kite on drugs, stalking someone else's girlfriend would resonate quite so much.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Wow, that changes how I feel about the song.
I saw your face in a crowded place.
Because I was in the bushes.
And I don't know.
It's a stalking anthem.
Well, enjoy rocking out to the 20-year-old stalker's anthem, "You're Beautiful" by James Blunt.
Did he release a song called "You're in My Basement"? No.
I'm in your basement. I'm in your basement watching you.
Because you're beautiful.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
It's what we do around these parts on a Monday. We talk about what happened Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What'd you do over the weekend? You know, the only times that we're not together. What did you do?
Well, I was in Missouri.
Oh.
I was in St. Louis. Well, south of St. Louis.
Little getaway?
Every once in a while, you have these little moments or milestones in life that remind you exactly how old you are.
Uh-huh.
We left St. Louis right after they had her as a baby.
Your friends had a baby.
Our friends had a baby.
And it was the girl that's in the picture with you and Shannon.
Who just graduated from her high school last weekend in Missouri and is off to Ole Miss. So we got invited to it was a Southern-themed graduation party.
Oh.
Ribs, chicken, biscuits.
Oh, my.
There was Southern mac and cheese.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
Oh, that sounds like the food was on point.
It was excellent. She is off. She looked at the University of Iowa. It was a little expensive for out-of-state tuition.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize we have some pretty Iowa, at least, has some pretty high ACT requirements.
Really?
Not in her wheelhouse.
Huh.
But Ole Miss, good to go.
Well.
So she'll take off about the second week of August. She's living in like the old dorm, but it's like the social dorm, which fits her personality perfectly.
Okay, that'll be fun then.
Because we were at the party. We got there at 4, and like all of her friends showed up at about 6, and then we never saw her again. Right? Because that's how these parties typically work.
Yep.
Now, you asked a question, and I need to point out,
please.
You see the words hottie toddy in the background.
Yes. You guys are posing in front of a background that says hottie toddy.
Now, the only time I've ever heard that phrase, I've heard hot toddy.
Yes.
Which to me is some sort of like warm bourbon drink.
Yeah. When I'm sick, I need a hot toddy.
Or they make like holidays. Your friends will make, would you like a toddy?
Yeah.
Right. No, that's not what it is at all. This dates back to November of 1926, it's an actual cheer that they do on the sidelines at Ole Miss.
Oh.
And this is how it goes. You would say, or like to the crowd, the PA announcer would say, "Are you ready?" And then the entire crowd in unison would say, "Hell yeah, damn right. Hottie toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, flim flam bim blam, Ole Miss by damn." That's hot toddy.
That's it?
Which is horrible, horrible sentence structure, and the rhyme doesn't flow.
But
typical Mississippi.
Hey, it's fun.
It is fun.
Everybody knows it.
It's like I-O-W-A, Iowa, 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 right?
Yeah.
It's every
put more words in there.
O-H-I-O, all of that. It's a mouthful, but it is a tradition. And it was plastered everywhere in their house. I'm like, what is this? Is this the theme? Is this the drink? Is this her drink? Like, what are we having here? No, that is the name of their cheer, hottie toddy, on the campus at Ole Miss.
I like that it was so focused on her future. That's really cool. Because sometimes you get all wrapped up in the nostalgia of like, look at you when you were 2 in the bathtub.
Well, there was that too. There were photos everywhere. They had a garland of like first grade, second grade, because everybody has that
picture.
Gotta
have that.
Have you ever been to a graduation party with a QR code?
No.
We took that picture also. And thought better about posting it because, like, you don't know this girl. So let's not put that out there.
Sure.
But among friends and family. Yeah. There's a QR code. Kind of like weddings now have them for, like, help pay for a honeymoon. She had a QR code so you could help pay for, I don't know, had a some
books?
Little. Had a, drinking. It's drinking. Come on, it's
don't
drinking.
Don't be fooled into thinking she's going to spend
books.
Any
it's
of.
Drinking.
No, it's not for books.
No.
Okay.
So we wish her well. From St. Louis to Ole Miss. I said, I can't wait. I would love for Iowa to play Ole Miss in a bowl game.
Yeah.
And then our families could get together and go. That'd be great.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys got
to
go visit.
It was a very fun graduation weekend for us in St. Louis.
My weekend came to a halt Friday. I was getting ready. Cora had a birthday party for a friend. So I went down to the old basement to get some wrapping paper and some tissue paper. And as I was walking to the back of the basement, I noticed my feet were squishing in the carpet. And that's not good.
No, that's bad.
Come to find out, while we were gone in Alabama over the weekend, at some point, the sump pump shorted out. And that short out killed out the battery backup and everything. Just it caused water to seep into the floor, just at random points in the cement floor.
It's very interesting. So I've had this happen a couple of times. I watched it happen once in real time. And it just kind of creeps in from the sides.
Yes.
Because it's however your house is graded.
All along the perimeter,
yes.
There's just kind of this seepage. We had a linoleum covering on our bathroom, and it was like a waterbed. There's just water underneath everything. So got some calls out to people to come help. My sisters came over. They had dehumidifiers. We had a plumber come over, and he fixed the sump pump. And then we're waiting on ServPro. So while we're waiting,
got to make it look new again.
Let's get some pizza. And we had a little pizza and wine party because I needed it.
I see you've got two cups in front of you. Three. I see three cups in front of you. Is that right? Nobody else has beverages in front of them. You have three in front of you.
It's just me. They're not all mine.
Oh, come on. Own it. How many hottie toddies did you have?
You need a hottie toddy.
Hey, I had a very strong bourbon when a tree went through my house for the derecho. It's just, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
The old, it is what it is.
You know what, guys?
Rule of life.
Let's just celebrate.
Well, thank you for giving us the time to share our photos and explanations of those. Now it's your turn. You're going to share the photo. We're going to share what we understand to be the explanation of your photos.
We love to see what you did over the weekend. So show us, what did you do?
One Shot Weekends. Get those photos up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Got some bonus photos. Did you notice somebody posted photos on your photo?
Yeah, fun.
So thanks to Kim. Looks like we had some weekend baseball. Congratulations to your son's team. Barb pointing out they were... Is that Barb's husband?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Unless this is another man. Barb's out for a walk on Saturday, and it just so happens that Field Day Brewery is on the route. So they had to stop in the middle of their exercise.
Oh, yeah.
For refreshments.
No.
At Field Day.
I get it. That happens.
Barb, that's the best type of walk I could ever think of.
We should go on a walk together, Barb.
I love it.
Let's all go together. It was weekend number two of the Iowa Renaissance Festival, and Melissa was there. She was there, and then she probably stayed for a little bit. She got put in the stocks.
I saw that. Notice Meg's photo. How interesting for all of these Caitlin Clark fans who bought tickets for the Fever. Then she went on injured reserve.
Yeah.
So you still go to the game. You still support the team. The goal was to go, right, and see Caitlin Clark. But they still had a great time in Indianapolis supporting them. Did you see April's it looked like just people on interstate or inner tubes.
Yeah.
They floated the Wapsie. Good weather for that this weekend.
Absolutely. We also have, of course, a lot of graduations. Iowa City High West. Sharon, congrats to Piper on a graduation.
How about the Prestige Dance Company?
Oh my gosh, I saw so many of these photos this weekend. Big
dance recital there. Did you notice Kate? So Kate's friend at church presented her with a book that she had when she was a kid because her name was still in it. So I'm guessing this book was found at a garage sale.
That's crazy.
And then worked back to the original owner. That's a little crazy.
That is.
Yeah.
That's weird. China shared that her nephews, a.k.a. Team Shake and Bake, were the winners of the Iowa Big Teen Race at Hawkeye Downs on Saturday. So congrats, Shake and Bake.
We got Colonel's Baseball. We've got track meets. We've got shows at Giving Tree Theater. And then we've got St. Joe's Fun Days.
So much fun. We got to see our baby, Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue. She was at St. Joe's Fun Days, and she had a fantastic time on the boat ride.
Well, the first photo, she had a fantastic time. And then the second photo, she never wanted to get off. So every time the ride ended, she would just break out crying.
These photos are so fantastic because her face on the ride, she is lit up. She is smiling so big. You can see how much she loves riding the boat ride.
Because it's like the galleon ride, right? And I'm at that age, like, I don't know what my stomach's doing, but it's such a fun sensation.
Yeah.
And then she is walking off and she is just crying.
Wailing, mouth open, really red in the face. And she did not want to leave the boat ride.
Thanks, everybody, for sharing your photos. More to come. And we encourage more photos to go up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. It's One Shot Weekends.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Gotta love it on the water.
So great. And we have such a beautiful amenity in the Cedar River.
Yes. A river you and I, as of last Wednesday, actually as of last Tuesday, had never been on before.
Ever.
I'm embarrassed to say that. No. I've stepped foot in Robbins Lake before.
Yeah.
I've been on many of the bodies of water, Lake McBride, the Rez, the Iowa. Do you want me to keep going?
Go on.
Skunk.
Skunk? You've been in the Skunk River?
Yeah. Crooked Creek and more.
Wow.
I've been in many an ocean, but I've never been in the Cedar River before.
Yeah. Finally.
But yes, let's embrace that part of Cedar Rapids. There is one organization that does a very good job of embracing the Ellis Park Robbins Lake component of that area. And that, of course, is the Cedar Rapids Freedom Festival.
Yeah, their cardboard boat regatta is back for another year, coming up June 28th on Robbins Lake.
June 28th, great cardboard boat regatta. That sounds to me like we need to bring in Captain Ben.
Captain Ben.
Hello.
Hey, Ben.
Hello.
Back at it again. You've accepted your mission to build yet another boat.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we are at, we have procured the cardboard, yes?
Yes. Picked it up.
Do we have awesome. Do we have a theme for our design?
I've got one in mind.
Lovely.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Okay. Do you have the able-bodied helpers from the building to put this thing together?
I've got some help lined up, yes.
Okay.
That's all we need right now.
Boat construction, I think, was the high point for us last year.
I think we did a really good job putting it together.
We had a SpongeBob theme, if you remember last year.
Very good theme. You guys went all out on costumes. Love what you came up with. I think what we kind of maybe didn't do as well on was actual rowing.
We were beating our competitors from Riverside Casino roughly to the buoy. And then we started taking on water, and things ended quickly, and sadly, we sunk.
And I don't want to blame your construction, Captain Ben, because
no.
I think that you had a solid boat.
I mean, we had no experience with construction and no experience with rowing.
That's fair.
No, yeah.
That is fair. We think the weight differential was, the distribution should have been better, and I forget who was in the back corner, but they were paddling water into the boat, not away from the boat.
They'd never, like, rowed a boat before, and so the water was just going right in behind them.
So we're going to offer this opportunity to you, and I think you should seize upon it.
Okay.
How about you and your crew focus on building, and we're going to take a little time and see if we could find some, I don't know, expert rowers of sorts?
More experienced.
Alumni, cardboard boaters,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Okay.
So we could at least make sure that we're putting our best effort on the water, both in terms of integrity and structure and physical activity.
Yes.
That's the goal.
Okay.
Deal?
Deal.
Okay.
Deal. Okay. This is great. Thank you for letting us take this off your plate, Ben, because I know how busy you are.
Remind me again, Claire, when is it? And people can still sign up, but like probably today's the last day?
The cardboard boat regatta. Yeah, it's kind of like last call right now. If you would like to participate in the cardboard boat regatta, it is coming back to Robbins Lake June 28th. 8 a.m. check-in, and then the races begin at 9. Just go to freedomfestival.com, look for the cardboard boat, and you can kind of register your team.
This is also a great opportunity to remind everybody we're not going in that boat, Claire, because you and I are going to be emceeing the boat races.
We're too busy. We can't help you on that. We cannot get in
Dang
the
Dang it,
water.
We're busy that day, Producer
yeah,
Ben.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you have fun.
You put that boat together like you did last year. We look forward to seeing it. And we also look forward to helping you fill that boat with the right crew for this time.
Hopefully we win this year.
That is the goal. Getting ready for another round of the Cardboard Boat Regatta with the Freedom Festival. Heck yeah, Z102.9 is entering. Look for the Morning Scramble entry coming soon to Robbins Lake. Heck yeah, we are.
Wow.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.